WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Student Section MLB. I'm, of course, your host, Carson Kiel, joined by...
Luke Torrey.
Adam Baranofsky.
And we have a lot to talk about because, Luke, what is tomorrow?
Opening day. Baseball is back, baby.
I'm so excited. It is very exciting.
I'm so pumped.
Yes, it is.
My apologies for that.
It took a while to get here, yeah. But we're here.
We are.
Baseball is happening. And unlike Adam, for once, it's real baseball.
Finally. Yes. Only took a Rhys Hoskins torn ACL for preseason.
Because I think it was Rhys Hoskins and
Gavin Lux
and Harrison Bader and Nestor Cortez. And the list goes on and on.
But we're finally here. So
we have made it. The Yankees have about 75 injuries as always.
Oh, yeah. But we're here.
We're back.
Yeah. So the exciting season is back.
Okay, so when it comes to opening day, everyone's like, okay, wants to know who's going to be the winners. So let's talk about divisions.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start first off with, of course, the AL East. Now, I'm separating into two different questions. One is, of course, I'm just specifically for yours. Go ahead and say who you think's going to win.
I mean, I think the Yankees. I think. Yeah, I'm not even trying to be biased.
I'll say my five right now. I think the Orioles are going to be last. I think the Red Sox are going to be Orioles fourth.
Yes.
I
agree.
Blue Jays third, Rays second, Yankees.
Now take
first.
The Yankees out of the equation. Who's going to win the AL?
Blue Jays or Rays.
I don't know. I feel Blue like Jays the Blue easily. Jays are going to have another disappointing season like they did last year.
I think they're too good of a team.
I think they're going to either finish. I think it's obvious they're going to finish two or three. They're not going to finish four. But I don't know. I'm leaning towards three.
I do think, however, every team will be above 500 in the AL East.
Except the Red Sox.
Probably not the Red Sox, but I definitely think the Orioles are going to be above 500. Orioles are going to be that one team that's going to be in the hunt for the playoffs, but are like in too good of a division to make the playoffs. That's what I think the Orioles are going to be. But they're very, very – Orioles are getting a lot better. Division's not getting easier, so the margin for error for the Yankees is very slim to none, in my opinion. So, but, yeah, I have the Yankees winning because I just think we're the best team in the division by a good amount. So.
Interesting. I'm very interested in what the Rays are going to do. I think there's
a
chance.
Yeah, I mean, they're always a tough out, yeah.
But yeah, I got to go with Yankees.
They're too cheap in free agency. Like, they don't spend. Yeah. They don't have many, like, players. Like, they're not known to, like, re-sign big-name guys. Like, it's just I'm not too high on the Rays anymore. Like, I don't think they're going to be all that.
All right, let's stay in the AL. Let's go AL Central.
Of course.
I think it's pretty obvious, as always.
It is one. It's Cleveland.
It's always Cleveland. That division sucks. I mean,
AL Central.
It's got to get better, dude. Like, there's just not good teams in that division.
Yeah, I have Cleveland.
Like, who else are you going to say? The Royals?
Twins.
Twins are not good.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm looking at right now, but like...
Byron Buxton will play 13 games this year.
Yeah.
Like he always does.
Tigers are just going to just keep...
Tigers are the Tigers, dude.
Tigers
like,
are never going to be good, no matter who they have.
The Guardians are winning that division without a doubt, and they'll have like 88 wins, and they'll win it by a landslide.
Yeah.
It happens.
The White
year.
Sox really, like, I actually had the White Sox winning the division last year before the year. I don't know what I was thinking. They're
They have the names.
That's
they
what I'm
got Grandal. They got Robert, they got Benintendi now. They have Cease. They had
Giolito,
Rodon.
Yeah, Giolito.
Yeah, they had Giolito. Yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, they're not winning.
I did not think the White Sox were going to be that bad last year.
Now, AL West, it's obvious. I think the Astros are the clear-cut favorite, but I would not be blown away if the Mariners won that division.
Yeah, I would not be either.
Ooh, when it comes to the West.
Y'all know my feeling about the Mariners.
Yeah, I think the Mariners are really, really good.
I think the Astros would say, before you talk, Carson, before you say something, I think the Astros, I'm going to put this out there, Astros and Mariners very well could both have 100 wins and win.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They wanted to.
Very easy.
Very easily. Based on, like, the team, like, who they, I mean, you have Julio Rodriguez. You have great pitching. You have, what other guys they have? I mean, I'm blanking right now.
You got a lot of
really good players. Like,
good defense.
Great defense, yes. You got insane pitching, insane, like, what's his name?
They got Teoscar Hernandez
too.
That's another big bat.
Oh, my, who's that pitcher's name? I forgot his name. The Yankees were supposed to get him. Luis Castillo.
Yeah.
Like, They're going to be very, very good. The Mariners are going to be a tough team. The A's are the A's. But
here's the thing, though. The Mariners, like, they just won their first playoff series in over 20 years. They just, like, became good officially. Are we really willing to say that they can go out there and win a division?
I've seen teams go from worst to first, like, often. This is a team that has a lot of talent that, they weren't the worst. They made the playoffs last year. You see teams that don't make the playoffs, make the playoffs the next year, and then make a huge jump to be able to win the division the following year.
That take that jump and then nothing happens.
I think the Mariners are one of those teams that is ready to make that jump, and I think they will.
But also, like, when you look at it, they lost to the Astros. They were, like, a game away from going to the ALCS, like, if you think about it.
They were also
– and that game was, like, ended in, like, the bottom of, like, the 19th or something like that.
I think that game was the damn World Series.
I had Mariners win the World Series.
No, I'm saying – I think the Yankees would have won the World Series. If the Mariners beat the Astros,
Could have, yeah. But also, when you look at the Mariners, for a young team to play against Houston like that, to push Houston harder than the Yankees did, that's impressive in my opinion. Just like in and of itself, it's very, very impressive for a young team, especially. That's just my opinion, but that's why I think they'll be fine. And they got better; they didn't get worse. So, yeah, I think the Mariners could easily end up with 100 wins and win that division, but also end up with 100 wins. So.
So, I guess, I'm just thinking, though. Like, the AL West, like, you also have the Rangers. That's kind of, like, one thing where I'm like,
The Rangers have a big three. No. The Rangers have Jacob DeGrom. Why am I blanking? Corey Seager. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't even consider Marcus Semien part of that big three. I'd say there's Adolis Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Rangers.
He is not good anymore. I don't know what they paid him so much money, and he had the worst year of his career. Yes.
I think they are
locked in for third place in that division.
Yeah, and then the Angels.
The Angels, they're gonna come in fourth.
Yeah,
they're gonna come in fourth.
Like the Athletics, like,
Shohei's an Oriole next year.
Shohei's a Dodger.
No, Shohei's a Brave.
Shohei's a Dodger. Shohei's a Dodger.
Shohei is an Oriole.
Dodgers have the most to give up. They can give up their whole farm for Shohei.
Mike Trout's a Yankee.
Oh, my God, please.
Could you imagine? Oh, my gosh.
And we're still not going to win the World Series.
Anyway.
No, we would.
Moving on from the AL West.
I think we
agree. The Las Vegas A's, the Oakland A's.
The Las Vegas A's. Now you call them the Las Vegas. They're going to Vegas.
Yeah, they are going to Vegas in 2025.
I think so, too.
You think so?
Insider source.
Yeah. Mm.
I think 2025.
Well, are they going to build that new stadium where that casino is supposedly going?
They're knocking it down.
I think they're going to Vegas the next year or two. It's just a disgrace. It's just a disgrace.
So Luke, according to your insider source,
yes.
How big is the stadium going to be?
So the stadium's going to be so big that it's going to take them so long to build. So they're going to start by playing in the Raiders stadium.
Caesars,
they're gonna Allegheny or something.
Allegiant Stadium, something like that.
Allegiant. Yeah, so they're gonna start by playing off there until it's done building.
Mm.
You heard it here first.
This is history repeating itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The A's playing in the Raiders Stadium.
Just like the A's were playing at the Oakland Raiders Stadium.
Yes.
So it's the A's with the Raiders again.
Yes.
They're playing in the same stadium once again. They moved out of town. It's the same thing over.
You can't get rid of the A's. Can't get rid of them. But it's happening. You heard it here first.
Like, we know the A's are supposed to be bad, but, like, how do you have Stroud and Ohtani and you're just so bad?
Yeah.
I feel bad for Angels fans, man.
Anyway, that's happening.
Yeah. All right. That's history repeating itself. I got to make the first A's Oakland joke. There you go. I beat everybody.
Yeah.
Take that, Jeff Passan. Anyway, so let's start talking about the National League. Right. Now, of course, my division.
NL East.
I think that's the toughest division.
Well, here's the thing. I'm setting the same standards. I think the Braves are going to win. Adam?
I think the Braves are going to win it, too.
Luke?
I think the Phillies are winning it.
All right. Anyway, besides that comment, I'm going to enforce the same standards on you guys. I'm going to enforce the same standards. A secondary team I think could win. This is a complete dark horse. You guys
Marlins.
Are going for this
Marlins.
One.
Marlins. Love it. That's my dark horse, too.
They seem scary to me. They seem really scary.
Oh, they're very scary. They're a very good team. The Marlins are on the rise, baby. I want to. I'm moving to Miami in 2 years. I can't wait.
rotation between Sandy Alcantara and Jesus Lizardo and Sixto Sanchez and who's what was that other guy? I'm blanking on his
name. Perez?
Not him. There was another one that I'm blanking on. I don't know. Well, anyway, great rotation.
Rodgers? Trevor? No, no, he's not on the team anymore.
Nah. But anyway, it's not that important. He's like their number five. But, yeah, I think the Marlins got a good shot. But I think, I think the Phillies are winning it. With, like, going from making that late push to the World Series to signing arguably the best shortstop in baseball.
Yeah, I think that, I mean,
I just don't see the Braves winning more games than the Phillies.
I mean, the Braves, I mean, Spencer Strider, didn't he just win Rookie of the Year?
He did.
Spencer Strider is only on the rise. Acuna's back fully healthy, in my opinion. You got Matt Olson. You got, you could say that they
Murphy.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you could say they upgraded at catcher. I wouldn't say it's necessarily a massive upgrade, but it's still an upgrade. I mean, I think Sean Murphy's
the
better
only
than
good player
Contreras.
From the A's.
Yeah. I mean, Sean Murphy's still an upgrade. I like it. I think the Braves are just Snickers great.
Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be surprised if the Braves won it, but I just think the Phillies are going to win it.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I think obviously they're both being in the playoffs, but honestly, I like don't want to go against the Mets because like the Mets are a good team. At the end of the day, they're very. I mean, the Mets, they're a good team. Like, I don't want to say, but I think the Mets. I think the Marlins might finish over
the Mets. The Mets are not good.
The Mets.
They're going to met out. That's going to happen.
The Mets are going to finish fourth in that division.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I just said. Yeah, I said the Marlins are going to be, I think, third. I hate to lose to the Mets.
Phillies, Braves, Marlins, Mets.
And I think the Marlins
Nationals.
Could be.
I'm going to go Braves, Marlins, Phillies, Mets, Nationals.
Marlins above Phillies. Wow.
Marlins above Phillies. Yeah, I can't do that. Yeah. Not yet. Not yet, at least. But yeah, I think the Marlins sneak into the playoffs. I think the NL East has, again, three playoff teams.
All right. NL West. I think this is a clear.
Cardinals run away.
You forgot NL Central.
No, we'll go to Central
West. NL West. Oh.
We'll go to Central West.
Honestly, I'm going to say right here. I'm going to put it out here. San Diego Padres are winning the division.
It's the Padres without a doubt in my mind.
I'm sick of the LA Dodgers.
The Dodgers are not winning that division.
Every year.
I want to say Dodgers, but it's like, yeah.
The Padres are winning that division. Look at the – they got Bogart. And then, hey, you know who's coming back?
Tatis.
Fernando Tatis.
Yeah, here's the issue. The LA Dodgers are a cockroach on baseball.
I don't care what they are.
See, the problem is
they'll get 100 wins maybe. But
the problem
I
is
think the Padres are winning.
The LA Dodgers are going to win like 120 games or like not 120, but 110 games in the regular season. What's going to happen in the playoffs?
They're going to choke.
Exactly. Middle. That's what I'm saying. So like the Dodgers always win the NL West, and it's just like every single year the dang LA Dodgers win the NL West, and what happens? They lose like the second round of the playoffs every single year. I'm sick of it. It's the Padres' time, and I hope to God the Padres take advantage of that opportunity. I hope the Padres in the World Series too.
How many games? If you're saying the Dodgers are going to win like 110 games,
no, I said every year they do. I'd say Padres probably. I'm gonna put this out here. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'll predict it right now. I think the Padres are gonna have the best record in baseball. I think the Padres are going to have the best record in baseball.
Braves. That's the one thing where I'm like,
No, I think the Padres are set up perfectly for the best record in baseball. They're the most complete team. They have the most depth. They have the best pitching, in my opinion, too. Depth pitching. Like, they could go deep into their lineup, but they have a great bullpen. I forgot they had Josh Hader, too. Completely forgot about that. If Josh Hader could be his old self, they're dangerous. The San Diego Padres are a very, very dangerous
team. Now, I have a dark horse. The Colorado Rockies. No, I'm joking. No. You should have seen the reaction.
Hey, like, all right. Central of the Central. National League.
Okay.
That's clear. A Cardinals.
So, again, because the Central Division in baseball is always the worst one right now for some reason.
Cardinals run away, in my opinion.
I agree.
Cardinals
run away. I hate to say this, but I think there's something with the Cubs.
I mean, if somehow Dansby Swanson could play the way he did last year, and if Cody Bellinger could return to his old self, maybe we have something to work with.
Cody Bellinger is a big if.
Yes, exactly.
Massive, like the biggest if.
That's the only way. That's the only way I could see the Cubs even competing to be number one in that division. They could be that. In that case, they'll be number two.
If the Pirates call up Henry Davis, they're winning that division. I'm just kidding. But nah, the Pirates, they're on the come up.
Yeah, definitely.
They have a great farm system, best in baseball.
But then we're going to be like fourth. But just an improvement over fifth, but still.
Yeah.
All
right. I wanted to make a comment on my prediction with how the Yankees season will play out.
Okay, all right, you're so bummed.
I think the Yankees are going to get off to a very slow start.
Yep.
Very slow.
I do too.
Like last year, they got off to a really hot start, and then they fell apart after All-Star break. I think it's the opposite. I think they're going to hit All-Star break. They're going to get the Avengers back.
I hope so.
They're going to make a good move at the trade deadline, and they are going to shoot out of a cannon and go on crazy runs after the All-Star break. Because, listen, we get what's his name back. I don't know why I'm blanking right now. I have like no information in my brain. From the IL, because he had a shoulder injury, and then after the shoulder injury, he was trying to pitch through it. We didn't get to see his full potential. So he's going to come back after, like, around All-Star break. We're going to have Rodon back. So our entire rotation is going to be at full health. We're going to have Cole, Rodon, Nestor, Seve, and
You got it?
Yeah, I don't know why I can't think of his name right now.
Who are you talking about?
Athletics dude we got in a trade.
Oh, Lou Trevino? Yeah,
no.
Oh, Frankie Montes.
From Frankie Montes.
Frankie Montes.
I was just like blanking on his name. Yeah. I don't know why. But having that at full strength, having Bader back.
God, we need Bader. I did not think we'd be sad. I think I'd be here saying that we need Harrison Bader, but we dang sure do need Harrison.
I think the Yankees will run away with the division after All-Star break. I think it's going to be a round tied at All-Star break, and the Yankees are just going to take off after.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if the Yankees started off like 14-11, 21-19.
I wouldn't be shocked either. I mean, we're not healthy right now.
30-25, and then just shoot out once we get to All-Star break, and I think we're going to win 100 games this year.
Yeah, I mean, when did the Yankees not win 100 games is the question.
Last year.
We didn't win 100. I thought we did win
96.
96, wow.
We really fell apart, dude.
Yeah, we did. We lost like 10 in a row one time.
Dude, there was a time like right after All-Star break, if we went 500 for the rest of the year, we would have like 106 wins, and we didn't.
Yeah, we went like, it was bad at the end of last year. But, yeah, I'd say mine is similar. I don't think we're going to start off too hot because we're not healthy right now and we play tough teams. I mean, we freaking start with the Giants and the Phillies. Like, great, thanks MLB. Anyway, yeah, I mean, realistic expectations, I think Luke's right. I don't know how we're gonna do in the playoffs. That's to be determined, but I hope it's a World Series win, honestly. Mm. That's all I can ask for. I don't care how we do it. I don't care who's the best player on the team. I just want to win the dang thing.
Mm. I think the Braves are going to kind of be hot the entire season. I'm just scared about playoffs. I'm like, I feel like this team is kind of fragile where if something happens in the playoffs, something doesn't go our way, like it could go badly.
Have y'all figured out who's starting at shortstop?
No, we have no idea still.
So who's playing Friday?
I guess we're going to like really kind of head off Friday. It's just like,
so who's starting? Do you know?
Like, there's rumors, but, like, no one knows for sure at the moment.
Like, what are the rumors saying, though?
Like, a couple guys. Right now, it looks like RK is going to be the guy.
RCA, you mean?
RCA. Excuse me.
Yeah, wow.
But it's just like,
I was upset that the Yankees demoted Peraza, but it was the right thing to do. I mean, I'm kind of upset because I'd rather probably Peraza play second and us trade Gleyber. I think we could get a lot for Gleyber. That's just me. Mm. That's what I think. I don't know what Luke thinks on that, but that's just me personally. I thought Peraza played well enough to earn a shot at in spring training, to earn a shot to play here for the Yankees, but that's just my personal opinion.
All right. Well, still, we have to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about best possible record in baseball. We talked about that a little bit. Worst record in baseball. We get to have fun deciding who's that going to be. I know what Luke's suggestion is going to be.
I know who it is.
Boston.
No.
Oh,
you'll see.
Don't say. All right, still, we have a lot to talk about. Rice Hoskins and more. So, quick 5-minute break. We'll be right back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome to another episode of Student Section MLB. I'm, of course, your host, Carson Keel, joined by
Luke Torrey,
Adam Baranowski.
And we have a lot to talk about because, Luke, what is tomorrow?
Opening day. Baseball is back, baby.
Sorry.
I'm so excited.
It is very exciting.
I'm so pumped.
Yes, it is.
My apologies for that.
It took a while. It took a while to get here, yeah. But we're here.
We are.
Baseball is happening. And unlike Adam, for once, it's real baseball.
Finally.
Yes.
Only took a Rhys Hoskins torn ACL for
preseason. Because I think it was Rhys Hoskins and
Gavin Lux
and Harrison Bader and Nestor Cortez. And the list goes on and on.
But we're finally here. So
we have made it. The Yankees have about 75 injuries as always.
Oh, yeah. But we're here.
We're back.
Yeah. Mm. So the exciting season is back.
Okay. So when it comes to opening day, everyone's like, okay, wants to know who's going to be the winners. So let's talk about divisions.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start first off with, of course, the AL East. Now, I'm separating into two different questions. One is, of course, I'm just specifically for yours. Go ahead and say who you think's going to win.
I mean, I think the Yankees. I think. Yeah, I'm not even trying to be biased.
I'll say my five right now. I think the Orioles are going to be last. I think the Red Sox are going to be – actually, I think the Red Sox will be last. Orioles fourth.
Yes.
I
agree.
Blue Jays third, Rays second, Yankees –
Now, take
first.
The Yankees out of the equation. Who's going to win the AL?
Blue Jays or Rays.
I don't know. I feel like the Blue Jays are going to have another disappointing season like they did last year.
I think they're too good of a team.
I think they're going to either finish. I think it's obvious they're going to finish two or three. They're not going to finish four. But I don't know. For some reason, I'm leaning towards three.
I do think, however, every team will be above 500. In the AL East.
Except the Red Sox.
Probably not the Red Sox, but I definitely think the Orioles are going to be above 500. Orioles are going to be that one team that's going to be in the hunt for the playoffs, but are like in too good of a division to make the playoffs. That's what I think the Orioles are going to be. But they're very, very – Orioles are getting a lot better. Division's not getting easier, so the margin for error for the Yankees is very slim to none, in my opinion. So, but, yeah, I have the Yankees winning because I just think we're the best team in the division by a good amount. So.
Interesting. I'm very interested in what the Rays are going to do. I think there's a chance.
Yeah, I mean, they're always a tough out, yeah.
But I got to go Yankees.
They're too cheap in free agency. Like, they don't spend. Yeah. They don't have many, like, players. Like, they're not known to, like, re-sign big-name guys. Like, it's just I'm not too high on the Rays anymore. Like, I don't think they're going to be all that.
All right, let's stay in the AL. Let's go AL Central.
Of course.
I think it's pretty obvious, as always.
It's Cleveland.
It's always Cleveland. That division sucks. I mean,
AL Central.
It's got to get better, dude. Like, there's just not good teams in that division.
Yeah, I have Guardians.
Like, who else are you going to say? The Royals?
Twins.
Twins are not good.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm looking at right now, but like...
Byron Buxton will play 13 games this year.
Yeah.
Like he always does.
Tigers are just going to just keep...
Tigers are the Tigers, dude.
Tigers
are
never going to be good, no matter who they have.
The Guardians are winning that division without a doubt, and they'll have like 88 wins, and they'll win it by a landslide.
Yeah.
It happens.
The White Sox really... Like, I actually had the White Sox winning the division last year before the year. I don't know what I was thinking. They're on paper.
That was a common pick.
That's what I'm saying. On paper, like, they had, like...
They have the names. They got Grandal. They got Robert. They got Benintendi now. They have Cease. They had
Giolito.
Rodon.
Yeah, Giolito.
Yeah, they had Giolito. Yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, they're not winning.
I did not think the White Sox were going to be that bad last year.
Now, AL West, it's obvious. I think the Astros are the clear-cut favorite, but I would not be blown away if the Mariners won that division.
Yeah, I would not be either.
Ooh, when it comes to the West.
Y'all know my feeling about the Mariners.
Yeah, I think the Mariners are really, really good.
I think the Astros would say, before you talk, Carson, before you say something, I think the Astros, I'm going to put this out there, Astros and Mariners very well could both have 100 wins and win.
Oh,
and
yeah.
One and two.
Very easy.
Very easily. Based on, like, the team, like, who they, I mean, you have Julio Rodriguez. You have great pitching. You have, what other guys do they have? I mean, I'm blanking right now.
You got a lot of
really good players. Like,
good defense.
Great defense, yes. You got insane pitching, insane, like, what's his name?
They got Teoscar Hernandez
too.
That's another big bat.
Oh, my, who's that pitcher's name? I forgot his name. The Yankees were supposed to get him. Luis Castillo.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be very, very good. The Mariners are going to be a tough team. The A's are the A's. But
here's the thing, though. The Mariners, like, they just won their first playoff series in over 20 years. They just, like, became good officially. Are we really willing to say that they can go out there and win a division?
I've seen teams go from worst to first, like, often. I don't see – and this is a team that has a lot of talent that, I mean, they weren't the worst. They made the playoffs last year. You see teams that don't make the playoffs, make the playoffs the next year, and then make a huge jump to be able to win the division the following year.
But then you also see teams that take that jump and then nothing happens.
I think the Mariners are one of those teams that is ready to make that jump, and I think they will.
But also, like, when you look at it, they lost to the Astros. They were like a game away from going to the ALCS, like, if you think about it.
They were
also, and that game was like ended in like the bottom of like the 19th or something like that.
I think that game was the damn World Series.
I had Mariners win the World Series.
No, I'm saying I think Yankees would have won the World Series. If the Mariners beat the Astros,
Could have, yeah. But also, when you look at the Mariners, for a young team to play against Houston like that, to push Houston harder than the Yankees did, that's impressive in my opinion. Just like in and of itself, it's very, very impressive for a young team, especially. That's just my opinion, but that's why I think they'll be fine. And they got better; they didn't get worse. So, yeah, I think the Mariners could easily end up with 100 wins and win that division, but also end up with 100 wins. So,
So, I guess, you know, I'm just thinking though, like the AL West, like you also have the Rangers. That's kind of like one thing where I'm like,
the Rangers have a big three. No. The Rangers have Jacob DeGrom. Why am I blanking? Corey Seager. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't even consider Marcus Semien part of that big three. I'd say there's Adolis Garcia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the Rangers.
He is not good anymore. I don't know what they paid him so much money, and he had the worst year of his career. Yes.
I think they are
locked in for third place in that division.
Yeah, and then the Angels.
The Angels, they're going to come in fourth.
Yeah.
They're going to come in fourth.
Like, the Athletics. Yeah. Like,
Shohei's an Oriole next year.
Shohei's a Dodger.
No, Shohei's a Brave.
Shohei's a Dodger. Shohei's a Dodger.
Shohei is an Oriole.
Dodgers have the most to give up. They can give up their whole farm for Shohei.
Mike Trout's a Yankee.
Oh, my God, please.
Could you imagine? Oh, my gosh.
And we're still not going to win the World Series.
Anyway.
No, we would.
Moving on from the AL West.
I think we
agree. The Las Vegas A's, the Oakland A's.
The Las Vegas A's. No, you call them the Las Vegas. They're going to Vegas.
Yeah, they are going to Vegas in 2025.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You think so?
Insider source.
Yeah. I think 2025.
Well, are they going to build that new stadium where that casino is supposedly, you know, going?
They're knocking it down.
I think they're going to Vegas the next year or two.
They are going to.
It's just a disgrace. Oakland, it's just a disgrace.
So Luke, according to your insider source,
yes.
How big is the stadium going to be?
So the stadium's going to be so big that it's going to take them so long to build. So they're going to start by playing in the Raiders stadium.
Caesars,
they're gonna Allegiant or something.
Oh, Allegiant,
something like that. Yeah, so they're gonna start by playing off there until it's done building. You heard it here first.
This is history repeating itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the A's playing in the Raiders Stadium.
Just like the A's were playing at the Oakland Raiders Stadium.
Yes.
So it's the A's with the Raiders again.
Yes.
They're playing in the A's Stadium once again.
They moved
out of town. It's the same thing over.
You can't get rid of the A's. Can't get rid of them. But it's happening. You heard it here first.
Like, we know the A's are supposed to be bad, but, like, how do you have Stroud and Ohtani and you're just so bad?
Yeah.
I feel bad for Angels fans, man.
Anyway, that's happening.
Yeah. All right. That's history repeating itself. I got to make the first A's Oakland joke. There you go. I beat everybody.
Yeah.
Take that, Jeff Passan. Anyway, so let's start talking about the National League. Right. Now, of course, my division.
NL East.
I think that's the toughest division.
Well, here's the thing. I'm setting the same standards. I think the Braves are going to win. Adam?
Yeah, I think the Braves are going to win it, too.
Luke?
I think the Phillies are winning it.
All right. Anyway, besides that comment, I'm going to enforce the same standards on you guys. I'm going to enforce the same standards. A secondary team I think could win. This is a complete dark horse. You guys
Marlins.
Are going for this
Marlins.
One.
Marlins. Love it. That's my dark horse, too.
They seem scary to me. They seem really scary.
Oh, they're very scary. See, they're a very good team. The Marlins are on the rise, baby. I want to. I'm moving to Miami in 2 years.
Rotation between Sandy Alcantara and Jesus Lizardo and Sixto Sanchez and what's that other guy? I'm blanking on his
name. Perez?
Not him. There was another one that I'm blanking on. I don't know. Well, anyway, great rotation.
Rodgers? Trevor? No, he's not on the team anymore.
Nah. But anyway, this is not that important. He's like their number five. But, I think the Marlins got a good shot. But yeah. I think the Phillies are winning it. Going from making that late push to the World Series mm-hmm. to signing arguably the best shortstop in baseball.
Yeah, I think that, I mean.
I just don't see the Braves winning more games than the Phillies.
I mean, the Braves, I mean, Spencer Strider, didn't he just win Rookie of the Year?
He did.
Spencer Strider is only on the rise. Acuna's back fully healthy, in my opinion. You mm-hmm. got Matt Olson. You could say they upgraded at catcher. I wouldn't say it's necessarily a massive upgrade, but it's still an upgrade. I think Sean Murphy's
better
than the
only good player from the A's.
Yeah. I mean, Sean Murphy's still an upgrade. I like it. I think the Braves are just Snickers great.
Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be surprised if the Braves won it, but I just think the Phillies are going to win it.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I think they're both being in the playoffs, but honestly, I don't want to go against the Mets because the Mets are a good team. At the end of the day, they're very. I mean, the Mets, they're a good team. Like, I don't want to say, I think the Marlins might
the Mets,
over
the Mets are not good.
The Mets.
They're going to met out. That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
The awesome. Mets are going to finish fourth in that division.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I just said. Yeah, I said the Marlins are going to be, I think, third. I hate to lose the Mets.
Phillies, Braves, Marlins, Mets.
And I think the Marlins
Nationals.
Could be.
I'm going to go Braves, Marlins, Phillies, Mets, Nationals.
Marlins above Phillies. Wow.
Marlins above Phillies. Yeah, I can't do that. Yeah. Not yet, at least. But yeah, I think the Marlins sneak into the playoffs. I think the NL East has, again, three playoff teams.
All right. NL West. I think this is a clear.
Cardinals run away.
You forgot NL Central.
No, we'll go to Central
West. NL West.
We'll go to Central West.
Honestly, I'm going to say it right here. I'm going to put it out here. San Diego Padres are winning the division.
It's the Padres without a doubt in my mind.
I'm sick of the LA Dodgers.
The Dodgers are not winning that division.
Every year.
I want to say Dodgers, but it's like, yeah.
The Padres are winning that division. Look at the – they got Bogarts.
Juan Soto, Bogart.
And then, hey, no, you know who's coming back?
Tatis.
Fernando Tatis.
Yeah, here's the issue. The LA Dodgers are a cockroach on baseball.
I don't care what they are.
See, the problem is...
They'll get 100 wins maybe, but...
The problem is...
The Padres are winning.
The LA Dodgers are going to win, 120 games, or, not 120, but 110 games in the regular season. What's going to happen in the playoffs?
They're going to choke.
Exactly. Cool. That's what I'm saying. So, the Dodgers always win the NL West. And it's just, every single year, the dang LA Dodgers win the NL West. And what happens? They lose in the second round of the playoffs every single year. I'm sick of it. It's the Padres' time, and I hope to God the Padres take advantage of that opportunity. I hope the Padres in the World Series too.
How many games? If you're saying the Dodgers are going to win 110 games,
no, I said every year they do. I'd say Padres probably. I'm gonna put this out here. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'll predict it right now. I think the Padres are gonna have the best record in baseball. I think the Padres are going to have the best record in baseball.
Braves. That's the one thing where I'm like,
No, I think the Padres are set up perfectly for the best record in baseball. They're the most complete team. They have the most depth. They have the best pitching, in my opinion, too. Depth pitching. They could go deep into their lineup, but they have a great bullpen. I forgot they had Josh Hader, too. Completely forgot about that. If Josh Hader could be his old self, they're dangerous. The San Diego Padres are a very, very dangerous
team. Now, I have a dark horse. The Colorado Rockies. No, I'm joking. No. You should have seen the reaction.
All right. Central of the Central. National League.
Okay.
That's clear. A Cardinals.
So, again, because the Central Division in baseball is always the worst one right now for some reason.
Cardinals run away, in my opinion.
I agree.
Cardinals
run away. I hate to say this, but I think there's something with the Cubs.
I mean, if somehow Dansby Swanson if Dansby Swanson could play the way he did last year, and if Cody Bellinger could return to his old self, maybe we have something to work with.
Cody Bellinger is a big if.
Yes, exactly.
Massive, the biggest if.
That's the only way. That's the only way I could see the Cubs even competing to be number one in that division. They could be that. In that case, they'll be number two.
If the Pirates call up Henry Davis, they're winning that division. I'm just kidding. But nah, the Pirates, they're on the come up.
Yeah, definitely.
They have a great farm system, best in baseball.
But then we're going to be fourth. But just an improvement over fifth, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. I wanted to make a comment on my prediction with how the Yankees season will play out.
Okay. All right. You're so bummed.
I think the Yankees are going to get off to a very slow start.
Yep.
Very slow.
I do too.
Like last year, they got off to a really hot start. And then they fell apart after All-Star break. I think it's the opposite. I think they're going to hit All-Star break. They're going to get the Avengers back.
hope so.
They're going to make a good move at the trade deadline, and they are going to shoot out of a cannon and go on crazy runs after the All-Star break. Because, listen, we get what's his name back. I don't know why I'm blanking right now. I have like no information in my brain. From the IL, because he had a shoulder injury, and then after the shoulder injury, he was trying to pitch through it. We didn't get to see his full potential. So he's going to come back after, like, around All-Star break. We're going to have Rodon back. So our entire rotation is going to be at full health. We're going to have Cole, Rodon, Nestor, Seve, and
You got it?
Yeah, I don't know why. I can't think of his name right now.
Who are you talking about?
Athletics dude we got in a trade.
Oh, Lou Trevino? Yeah,
no.
Oh, Frankie Montes.
From Frankie Montes.
Frankie Montes.
I was just like blanking on his name. Yeah. I don't know why. But having that at full strength, having Bader back.
God, we need Bader. I did not think we'd be sorry. I think I'd be here saying that we need Harrison Bader, but we dang sure do need Harrison.
I think the Yankees will run away with the division after All-Star break. I think it's going to be a round tied at All-Star break, and the Yankees are just going to take off after.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if the Yankees started off like 14-11, 21-19.
I wouldn't be shocked either. I mean, we're not healthy right now.
30-25, and then just shoot out once we get to All-Star break, and I think we're going to win 100 games this year.
Yeah, I mean, when did the Yankees not win 100 games is the question.
Last year.
We didn't win 100. I thought we did win
96.
96, wow.
We really fell apart, dude.
Yeah, we did. We lost like 10 in a row one time.
Dude, there was a time like right after All-Star break, if we went 500 for the rest of the year, we would have like 106 wins, and we didn't.
Yeah, we went like, it was bad at the end of last year. But, yeah, I'd say mine is similar. I don't think we're going to start off too hot because we're not healthy right now and we play tough teams. I mean, we freaking start with the Giants and the Phillies. Like, great, thanks MLB. Anyway, yeah, I mean, realistic expectations, I think Luke's right. I don't know how we're gonna do in the playoffs. That's to be determined, but I hope it's a World Series win, honestly. Mm. That's all I can ask for. I don't care how we do it. I don't care who's the best player on the team. I just want to win the dang thing.
Mm. I think the Braves are going to kind of be hot the entire season. I'm just scared about playoffs. I'm like, I feel like this team is kind of fragile where if something happens in the playoffs, something doesn't go our way, like it could go badly.
Have y'all figured out who's starting at shortstop?
No, we have no idea still.
So who's playing Friday?
I guess we're going to like really kind of head off Friday. It's just like,
so who's starting? Do you know?
Like, there's rumors, but, like, no one knows for sure at the moment.
Like, what are the rumors saying, though?
Like, a couple guys. Right now, it looks like RK is going to be the guy.
RCA, you mean?
RCA. Excuse me.
Yeah, wow.
But it's just like,
I was upset that the Yankees demoted Peraza, but it was the right thing to do. I mean, I'm kind of upset because I'd rather probably Peraza play second and us trade Gleyber. I think we could get a lot for Gleyber. That's just me. Mm. That's what I think. I don't know what Luke thinks on that, but that's just me personally. I thought Peraza played well enough to earn a shot at in spring training, to earn a shot to play here for the Yankees, but that's just my personal opinion.
All right. Well, still, we have to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about best possible record in baseball. We talked about that a little bit. Worst record in baseball. We get to have fun deciding who's that going to be. I know what Luke's suggestion is going to be.
I know who it is.
Boston.
No.
Oh,
you'll see.
Don't say. All right, still, we have a lot to talk about. Rice Hoskins and more. So, quick 5-minute break. We'll be right back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Student Section MLB. I'm, of course, your host, Carson Keel, joined by
Luke Torrey,
Adam Baranowski.
And we have a lot to talk about because, Luke, what is tomorrow?
Opening day. Baseball is back, baby.
Can you tell now that I'm getting rants on the soundboard?
Sorry.
I'm so excited. It is very exciting.
I'm so pumped.
Yes, it is.
My apologies for that.
It took a while. It took a while to get here, yeah. But we're here.
We are.
Baseball is happening. And it, yeah, unlike Adam, for once, it's real baseball.
Finally. Yeah, yes. Only took a Rhys Hoskins torn ACL for
preseason. Because I think it was Rhys Hoskins and Gavin Lux, Gavin Lux and Nestor Harrison Cortez, Bader and Brandon Nestor Nimmo. Cortez. And, the list goes on and on.
But we're finally here. So
we have made it. The Yankees have about 75 injuries as always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're here.
We're back.
Yeah. Mm. So the exciting season is back.
Okay. So when it comes to opening day, everyone's like, okay, wants to know who's going to be the winners. So let's talk about divisions.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start first off with, of course, the AL East. Now, I'm separating into two different questions. One is, of course, I'm just specifically for yours. Go ahead and say who you think's going to win.
I mean, I think the Yankees. I think. Yeah, I'm not even trying to be biased.
Yeah. I'll say my five right now. I think the Orioles are going to be last. I think the Red Sox are going to be – actually, I think the Red Sox will be last. Orioles fourth.
Yes.
I
agree.
Blue Jays third, Rays second, Yankees –
now, take
first.
The Yankees out of the equation. Who's going to win the AL?
Blue Jays or Rays.
I don't know. I feel like the Blue Jays are going to have another disappointing season like they did last year.
I think they're too good of a team.
I think they're going to either finish. I think it's obvious they're going to finish two or three. They're not going to finish four. But I don't know. I'm leaning towards three.
I do think, however, every team will be above 500. In the AL East.
Except the Red Sox.
Probably not the Red Sox, but I definitely think the Orioles are going to be above 500. Orioles are going to be that one team that's going to be in the hunt for the playoffs, but are like in too good of a division to make the playoffs. That's what I think the Orioles are going to be. But they're very, very – Orioles are getting a lot better. Division's not getting easier, so the margin for error for the Yankees is very slim to none, in my opinion. So, but, yeah, I have the Yankees winning because I just think we're the best team in the division by a good amount.
Hmm. So. Interesting. I'm going to say I'm very interested in what the Rays are going to do. I think there's a chance.
Yeah, I mean, they're always a tough out, yeah.
But yeah, I got to go with Yankees.
They're too cheap in free agency. Like, they don't spend. Yeah. They don't have many, like, players. Like, they're not known to, like, re-sign big-name guys. Like, it's just I'm not too high on the Rays anymore. Like, I don't think they're going to be all that.
All right, let's stay in the AL. Let's go AL Central.
Of course.
I think it's pretty obvious, as always.
It is one. It's shit. No. It's Cleveland.
It's always Cleveland. That division sucks. I mean,
AL Central.
It's got to get better, dude. Like, there's just not good teams in that division.
Yeah, I have Guardians.
Like, who else are you going to say? The Royals? Like,
I mean, Twins.
Twins are not good.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm looking at it right now, but like,
Byron Buxton will play 13 games this year.
Yeah,
like he always does.
Tigers are just gonna just keep.
Tigers are the Tigers, dude.
Tigers,
like,
are never gonna be good, no matter who they have.
The Guardians are winning that division without a doubt, and they'll have like 88 wins, and they'll win it by a landslide.
Yeah,
it happens.
The White Sox really, like, I actually had the White Sox winning the division last year before the year. I don't know what I was thinking. They're on paper.
That was a common pick.
That's what I'm saying. On paper, like, they
they have the names. They got Grandal. They got Robert. They got Cease. Benintendi now. They have Cease. They had
Giolito.
Rodon.
Yeah, Giolito.
Yeah, they had Giolito. Yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, they're not winning.
I did not think the White Sox were going to be that bad last year.
Now, AL West, it's obvious.
I think
the Astros are the clear-cut favorite, but I would not be blown away if the Mariners won that division.
Yeah, I would not be either.
Ooh, when it comes to the West.
Y'all know my feeling about the Mariners.
Yeah, I think the Mariners are really good.
I think the Astros would say, before you talk, Carson, before you say something, I think the Astros, I'm going to put this out there, Astros and Mariners very well could both have 100 wins and win.
Oh,
and
yeah.
One and two.
Very easy.
Very easily. Based on, like, the team, like, who they – I mean, you have Julio Rodriguez. You have great pitching. You have – what are the guys they have? I mean, I'm blanking right now.
You got a lot of
really good players. Like,
good defense.
Great defense, yes. You got insane pitching, insane – like, what's his name?
They got Teoscar Hernandez
too.
That's another big bat.
Oh, my. Who's that pitcher's name? I forgot his name. The Yankees were supposed to get him. Luis Castillo.
Yeah.
Like – yeah, they're gonna be very, very good. The Mariners are gonna be a tough team. The A's are the A's. But
here's the thing, though: the Mariners, like, they just won their first playoff series in over 20 years. They just, like, became good officially. Are we really willing to say that they can go out there and win a division?
Hey, I've seen teams go from worst to first, like, often. And this is a team that has a lot of talent that, I mean, they weren't the worst. They made the playoffs last year. You see teams that don't make the playoffs, make the playoffs the next year, and then make a huge jump to be able to win the division the following year.
But then you also see teams that take that jump and then nothing happens.
I think the Mariners are one of those teams that is ready to make that jump, and I think they will.
But also, like, when you look at it, they lost to the Astros. They were, like, a game away from going to the ALCS, like, if you think about it.
Yeah, they were.
They were also – and that game was, like, ended in, like, the bottom of, like, the 19th or something like that.
I think
that
game was, like, the damn World Series.
Yeah,
I had Mariners
win the World Series. Yeah.
No, I'm saying – Yankees would have won the World Series. If the Mariners beat the Astros,
they could have, yeah. But also, when you look at the Mariners, for a young team to play against Houston like that, to push Houston harder than the Yankees did, that's impressive in my opinion. Just like in and of itself, it's very, very impressive for a young team especially. That's just my opinion. But that's why I think they'll be fine. And they got better. They didn't get worse. So, yeah, I think the Mariners could easily end up with 100 wins and win that division, but also end up with 100 wins. So.
So, I guess, you know, I'm just thinking, though. Like, the AL West, like, you also have the Rangers. That's kind of, like, one thing where I'm like,
the Rangers have a big three. No. The Rangers have Jacob DeGrom. Why am I blanking? Corey Seager. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't even consider Marcus Semien part of that big three. I'd say there's Adolis Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, the Rangers.
He is not good anymore. I don't know what they paid him so much money, and he had the worst year of his career. Yes.
I think they are
locked in for third place in that division.
Yeah, and then the Angels.
The Angels, they're going to come in fourth.
Yeah.
They're going to come in fourth.
Like, the Athletics. Yeah. Like,
Shohei's an Oriole next year.
Shohei's a Dodger.
No, Shohei's a Brave.
Shohei's a Dodger. Okay, Shohei's a Dodger.
Shohei is an Oriole.
Dodgers have the most to give up. They can give up their whole farm for Shohei.
Mike Trout's a Yankee.
Oh, my God, please.
Could you imagine? Please. Oh, my gosh.
And we're still not going to win the World Series.
Anyway.
No, we would.
Moving on from the AL West.
I think we agree.
The Las Vegas A's, excuse me, the Oakland A's.
The Las Vegas A's. No, you call them the Las Vegas. They're going to Vegas.
Yeah. They are going to Vegas in 2025.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You think so?
Insider source.
Yeah.
I think 2025.
Well, are they going to build that new stadium where that casino is supposedly, you know, going?
They're knocking it down.
I think they're going to Vegas the next year or two. It's just a disgrace. It's just a disgrace.
So Luke, according to your insider source,
yes.
How big is the stadium going
to
be?
So the stadium's going to be so big that it's going to take them so long to build. So they're going to start by playing in the Raiders
where
the stadium.
Raiders play? Caesars,
they're gonna Allegheny or something.
Oh, Allegiant,
something like that.
Allegiant.
Yeah, so they're gonna start by playing off there until it's done building. You heard it here first.
This is history repeating itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the A's playing in the Raiders Stadium.
A's were playing at the Oakland Raiders Stadium.
Yes.
So it's A's with the Raiders again.
Yes.
They're playing in the same stadium once again.
They moved
out of town. It's the same thing over.
You can't get rid of the A's. Can't get rid of them. But it's happening. You heard it here first.
Like, we know the A's are supposed to be bad, but, like, how do you have Stroud and Ohtani and you're just so bad?
Yeah.
I feel bad for Angels fans. Man.
Anyway, that's happening.
Yeah. All right. That's the history repeating itself. I got to make the first A's Oakland joke. There you go. I beat everybody.
Yeah.
Take that, Jeff Passan. Anyway, so let's start talking about the National League. Right. Now, of course, my division.
NL East.
Now, I'm gonna set the
same
standards.
I think that's the toughest division.
Well, here's the thing. I'm setting the same standards. I think the Braves are going to win. Adam?
Yeah, I think the Braves are going to win it, too.
Luke?
I think the Phillies are winning it.
All right. Anyway, besides that comment, I'm gonna enforce the same standards I enforce on you guys. I'm going to enforce the same standards. A secondary team that I think could win. This is a complete dark horse. You guys
Marlins.
Are paying for this
Marlins.
One.
Marlins. Love it. That's my dark horse, too.
They seem scary to me. They seem really scary.
Oh, they're very scary, too. They're a very good team. The Marlins are on the rise, baby. I want to. I'm moving to Miami in 2 years.
Rotation between Sandy Alcantara and Jesus Lizardo and Sixto Sanchez and what was that other guy? I'm blanking on his
name. Yuri Perez?
Not him. There was another one that I'm blanking on. I don't know. Anyway, great rotation.
Rogers? Trevor? No, he's not on the team anymore.
But anyway, it's not that important. He's like their number five, but I think the Marlins got a good shot, but I think the Phillies are winning it. Like, going from making that late push to the World Series to signing arguably the best shortstop in baseball.
Yeah, I think that, I mean,
I just don't see the Braves winning more games than the Phillies.
I mean, the Braves, I mean, Spencer Strider, didn't he just win Rookie of the Year?
He did.
Spencer Strider is only on the rise. Acuna's back fully healthy, in my opinion. You got Matt Olson. You got, you could say that they
upgraded. Sean Murphy.
Yeah, you, I was just about to say, you could say they upgraded at catcher. I wouldn't say it's necessarily a massive upgrade, but it's still an upgrade. I mean, I think Sean Murphy's better
than good player
from the
A's.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, yeah. Sean Murphy's still an upgrade. I like it. I think the Braves are just Snickers great.
Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be surprised if the Braves won it, but I just think the Phillies are going to win.
I mean, I understand that. I think obviously they're both be in the playoffs, but honestly, I like don't want to go against the Mets because like the Mets are a good team. At the end of the day, they're very. I mean, the Mets, they're a good team. Like I don't want to say, but I think the Mets. I think the Marlins might finish over the Mets.
The Mets are not good.
The Mets.
They're going to met out. That's exactly what's going to happen.
The Mets are going to finish fourth in that division.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I just said. Yeah, I said the Marlins are going to be, I think, third. I hate to lose the Mets.
Phillies, Braves, Marlins, Mets.
And I think the Marlins
Nationals.
Could be.
I'm going to go Braves, Marlins, Phillies, Mets, Nationals.
Marlins above Phillies. Wow.
Marlins above Phillies. Yeah, I can't do that. Yeah. Not yet. Not yet, at least. But yeah, I think the Marlins sneak into the playoffs. I think the NL East has, again, three playoff teams.
All right. NL West, I think this is a clear.
Cardinals run away.
You forgot NL Central.
No, we'll go to Central
next. NL West. Oh.
We'll go to Central last.
Honestly, I'm going to say right here. I'm going to put it out here. San Diego Padres are winning the division.
It's the Padres without a doubt in my mind.
I'm sick of the LA Dodgers.
The Dodgers are not winning that division.
Every year.
I want to say Dodgers, but it's like, yeah.
The Padres are winning that division. Look at the – they got Bogarts.
Bogart.
And then hey, no, you know who's coming back?
Tatis.
Fernando Tatis.
Yeah, here's the issue. The LA Dodgers are a cockroach on baseball.
I don't care what they are.
See, the problem is
they'll get 100 wins maybe, but
the problem is
the Padres are
winning. The LA Dodgers are going to win like 120 games or like not 120, but 110 games in the regular season. What's going to happen in the playoffs?
They're going to choke.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, the Dodgers always win the NL West. And it's just, like, every single year, the dang LA Dodgers win the NL West. And what happens? They lose, like, the second round of the playoffs every single year. I'm sick of it. It's the Padres' time. And I hope to God the Padres take advantage of that opportunity. I hope the Padres in the World Series, too.
How many games? If you're saying the Dodgers are going to win, like, 110 games.
No, I said every year they do. I'd say Padres probably – I'm going to put this out here. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'll predict it right now. I think the Padres are going to have the best record in baseball. I think the Padres are going to have the best record in baseball.
Braves. That's the one thing where I'm like,
No, I think the Padres are set up perfectly for the best record in baseball. They're the most complete team. They have the most depth. They have the best pitching, in my opinion, too. Depth pitching. Like, they could go deep into their lineup, but they have a great bullpen. I forgot they had Josh Hader, too. Completely forgot about that. Yeah. If Josh Hader could be his old self, they're dangerous. The San Diego Padres are a very, very dangerous
team. Now, I have a dark horse. The Colorado Rockies. No, I'm joking. No. You should see the reaction.
All right. Central of the National League.
Okay.
That's clear. A Cardinals.
So, again, because the Central Division in baseball is always the worst one right now for some reason.
Cardinals run away, in my opinion.
I agree.
Cardinals
run away. I hate to say this, but I think there's something with the Cubs.
I mean, if somehow Dansby Swanson, if Dansby Swanson could play the way he did last year, and if Cody Bellinger could return to his old self, maybe we have something to work with.
Cody Bellinger is a big if.
Yes, exactly.
That's
the only way. That's the only way I could see the Cubs even competing to be number one in that division. They could be that. In that case, they'll be number two.
If the Pirates call up Henry Davis, they're winning that division. I'm just kidding. But nah, the Pirates, they're on the come up.
Yeah, definitely.
They have a great farm system, probably one of the best in baseball.
But then we're going to be like fourth. But just an improvement over fifth, but still.
All right. I wanted to make a comment on my prediction with how the Yankees season will play out.
Okay, all right. All right, you're so bummed.
I think the Yankees are going to get off to a very slow start.
Yep.
Very slow.
I do too.
Like last year, they got off to a really hot start, and then they fell apart after All-Star break. I think it's the opposite. I think they're going to hit All-Star break. They're going to get the Avengers back.
I hope so.
They're going to make a good move at the trade deadline, and they are going to shoot out of a cannon and go on crazy runs after the All-Star break. Because, listen, we get what's his name back. I don't know why I'm blanking right now. I have like no information in my brain. from the IL because he had a shoulder injury. And then after the shoulder injury, he was trying to pitch through it. We didn't get to see his full potential. So he's going to come back after, like, around All-Star break. We're going to have Rodon back. So our entire rotation is going to be at full health. We're going to have Cole, Rodon, Nestor, Seve, and
You got it?
Yeah, I don't know why. I can't think of his name right now.
Who are you talking about?
Athletics dude we got in a trade.
Oh, Lou Trevino? Yeah,
no.
Oh, Frankie Montes.
From Frankie Montes.
Frankie Montes,
I was just like blanking on his name. Yeah. I don't know why. But having that at full strength, having Bader back.
God, we need Bader. I did not think we'd be sad. I think I'd be here saying that we need Harrison Bader, but we dang sure do need
Harrison Bader. I think the Yankees will run away with the division after All-Star break. I think it's going to be a round tied at All-Star break, and the Yankees are just going to take off after.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if the Yankees started off like 14-11, 21-19.
I wouldn't be shocked either. I mean, we're not healthy right now.
30-25, and then just shoot out once we get to All-Star break, and I think we're going to win 100 games this year.
Yeah, I mean, when did the Yankees not win 100 games is the question.
Last year.
We didn't win 100. I thought we did win
96.
96, wow.
We really fell apart, dude.
Yeah, we did. We lost like 10 in a row one time.
Dude, I saw like there was a time like right after All-Star break, if we went 500 for the rest of the year, we would have like 106 wins, and we didn't.
Yeah, we went like, it was bad at the end of last year. But yeah, I'd say mine is similar. I don't think we're going to start off too hot because we're not healthy right now and we play tough teams. I mean, we freaking start with the Giants and the Phillies. Like, great, thanks MLB. like anyway, yeah, I mean, realistic expectations, I think Luke's right. I don't know how we're gonna do in the playoffs. That's to be determined, but I hope it's a World Series win, honestly. Mm-hmm. That's all I can ask for. I don't care how we do it. I don't care who's the best player on the team. I just want to win the dang thing.
I think the Braves are going to kind of be hot the entire season. I'm just scared about playoffs. I feel like this team is kind of fragile where if something happens in the playoffs, something doesn't go our way, like it could go badly.
Have y'all figured out who's starting at shortstop?
No, we have no idea still.
So who's playing Friday?
I guess we're going to like really kind of head off Friday. It's just like...
So who's starting? Do you know?
Like, there's rumors, but, like, no one knows for sure at the moment.
Like, what are the rumors saying, though?
A couple guys. Right now, it looks like Arcea is going to be the guy.
Arcea, you mean?
Arcea, excuse me.
Yeah, wow.
But it's just like...
I was upset that the Yankees demoted Peraza, but it was the right thing to do. I mean, I'm kind of upset because I'd rather probably Peraza play second and us trade Gleyber. I think we could get a lot for Gleyber. That's just me. Mm. That's what I think. I don't know what Luke thinks on that, but... That's just me personally. I thought Peraza played well enough to earn a shot at in spring training, to earn a shot to play here for the Yankees, but that's just my personal opinion.
All right. Well, still, we have to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about best possible record in baseball. We talked about that a little bit. Worst record in baseball. We get to have fun deciding who's that going to be. I know what Luke's suggestion
is
going to be.
I know who it is.
Boston.
No.
Oh, we'll see.
You'll see.
All right, still, we have a lot to talk about. Rice Hoskins and more. So, quick time in the break. We'll be right back.